For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The General Secretary of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee has called for increased cooperation between the CPC and other political parties in the country for national rejuvenation. Xi Jinping made the call at a meeting to solicit opinions from members of non-communist political parties on the draft report for the 19th CPC National Congress. The Congress will be convened in Beijing starting on Wednesday. Over 2,200 delegates have been elected from across China to attend the Congress. A Chinese naval fleet wrapped up an international friendly visit that lasted nearly 6 months. The voyage saw three Navy vessels travel around 31,000 nautical miles and visit 20 countries in Asia, Africa, and Europe. The naval vessels have returned to a port in East China. Typhoon Kanin's made landfall early Monday morning in Shuan County, Guangdong Province. The 20th typhoon this year has drenched parts of Zhejiang, Guangdong, Hainan, and Taiwan. Electricity supplier Southern Grid in Haikou said the utility was fully prepared for any possible rush repairs following the typhoon. In neighboring Fujian Province, around 17,000 ships and over 28,000 crew members have returned to port, and over 4,000 coastal residents have been evacuated from homes before the storm arrived. Chinese mainland authorities have expressed sympathy over the deaths of three Taiwan tourists. The tourists were killed by falling rocks at the Three Gorges Scenic Area in Hubei Province on Sunday morning. Hubei tourism authorities have asked for strengthened efforts to guard against possible hazards to ensure the safety of tourists as the autumn flood season has begun and certain areas of the province are prone to geological disasters. A bombing in Somalia's capital has claimed 231 lives, making it the deadliest attack ever in the country. Officials say a truck bomb exploded on Saturday on a busy street near key ministries in Mogadishu. The blast injured at least 275 people. Somalia's government has already blamed the Al-Shabaab extremist group for the attack, though the group itself has yet to comment on the incident. Six soldiers and 24 militants have been killed as the Egyptian army foiled terrorist attacks on checkpoints in North Sinai province on Sunday. The military says the terrorists targeted checkpoints bordering Israel and the Gaza Strip. The confrontations came 2 days after a terrorist attack killed six soldiers in the rest of province on Friday. North Sinai has been the center for anti-government terrorist attacks that have killed hundreds of policemen and soldiers since the military removal of former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in July of 2013. The army removed Morsi in response to mass protests against his one-year rule and his now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group. Since then, most of the terrorist operations were claimed by a Sinai-based group loyal to the regional Islamic State militant group. Ireland said on Sunday all schools in areas most heavily affected by Hurricane Ophelia will remain closed on Monday. A status red severe weather warning has been issued for southern coastal counties with an orange alert for the rest of the country. The weather warnings will come into effect on Monday morning. The Irish National Meteorological Service said Ophelia is the most powerful hurricane to have ever been this far east in the Atlantic. Afghanistan's obtained permanent membership of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The country's finance ministry released a statement saying a certificate of permanent membership of the AIIB has been received following meetings on the sidelines of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund earlier this week. The statement noted that Afghanistan's membership in the bank paves the way for the implementation of major national projects. China's established a payment-versus-payment system for transactions between the yuan and the Russian ruble. The system, known as PVP, allows simultaneous settlement of transactions in two different currencies. A final transfer of one currency occurs only if a final transfer of the other currency also takes place. This is the first time a PVP has been set up for exchanges between the yuan and a foreign currency. The central bank-affiliated China Foreign Exchange Trade System says the move is aimed at reducing risk and improving the efficiency of China's foreign exchange transactions. The 122nd China Import and Export Fairs opened in Guangdong Province, drawing around 25,000 companies and exhibitors. More than 160,000 types of products are being exhibited at more than 60,000 booths in an area covering nearly 1.2 million square meters. Held in the provincial capital of Guangzhou every spring and autumn, the event is seen as a barometer of China's foreign trade. The fair's spokesperson said the import exhibition zone of the fair has attracted 341 companies from 17 countries and regions along the Belt and Road since the initiative was proposed back in 2013. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.